Hallo bei uns im Studio. Hello, nice to have you here.
Thanks.
Hi. Thanks.
First of all, when did you recognize that you liked the music of each other and that you want to do something together?
I think we met about 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, must have been somewhere around there, 2007 maybe. Well, I heard of Thijs by way of a friend, Garabin from a band called We Versus Death. He said, "Oh, you got to really check out this guy. He's got this record. He's not really playing out much yet, but he's got this record. I'll send it to you." And he sent me a copy of your demos. And I was like, "Whoa, this is so good. It's like way better than all the stuff coming out of the Netherlands right now." And then I think I played a show in Daybase or something.
And yeah, we met in Utrecht. There.
Yeah.
And we met.
Yeah.
Gerd hat erzählt, dass von Thijs ein Demo-Tape gekriegt hat von einem Freund und dann haben sie sich bei einer Show das erste Mal getroffen. So, you liked each other from the very beginning. So, yeah. When was there the idea to make an album or an EP together?
Well, the idea was, well, we'd been talking about the concept of like doing something for years, but go ahead was, it's really fresh. Like, I think we wrote the songs 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
We went from writing to releasing within 2 months.
Okay, also die Idee für eine Zusammenarbeit, die ist schon ein paar Jahre alt, aber das ging dann relativ schnell. Sie meinten, vor 2 Monaten haben sie dann angefangen, die Songs zu schreiben und sind sofort zum Produzieren übergegangen. 2 Monate später ist die EP da. Now we, of course, want to listen to one of your songs. Gerd, you will play the first song because you play separately. Can you just tell us something about the song?
This is a song called Fracture. And it's the one new solo song that I put on the EP. The lyrics deal, it's like the first time that I wrote kind of like a, I wouldn't say political song, but let's say a socially engaged song, something where I'm like critical of a situation. And I called it Fracture because the song is about shale drilling, which is where they're trying now to win gas from stone, and they use a lot of, the cheapest way to do it is to use a lot of chemicals, and they shoot this stuff in the ground, and it's already caused a lot of pollution and ecological problems, especially in the United States. Yeah, I felt the need to address the situation and to sing a song about it.
Also die Songs heute mal getrennt. Gerd von The Black Atlantic wird den ersten singen und hat gerade gesagt, das ist sein erster ungefähr etwas politischer Song und es geht dabei um die Schiefergasgewinnung, die sehr schlecht für die Umwelt ist. Und er hat irgendwie das Gefühl gehabt, darüber zu singen, dass das ein großes Problem ist, vor allem in den USA, und hat den Song A Fracture darüber geschrieben und den hören wir jetzt.
Fading light, so tired are the eyes.
Fracture war das von The Black Atlantic, namentlich der Sänger Gerd, und der ist mit seinem Kollegen Thijs hier. Das ist der Sänger von I Am Oak, und die beiden zusammen sind gerade auf Tour, haben eine EP gemacht, Black Oak heißt die, und darüber sprechen wir. So, you're on tour now in Germany. Is there a difference between touring in Germany and your home country in the Netherlands?
There is. It's
very much so, yeah. I mean, besides better food and faster cars. It's a different type of audience in Germany. Yeah. I think I prefer it a little bit over the Netherlands because...
they seem more polite, I think.
More polite, but also just... I think Germans are much better at concentrating and going into a song. So for the type of music that we make, the listening kind of music, especially for the solo shows, we can take the people on the journey. And in the Netherlands, people are easily distracted. They love to talk, even through your songs. We've been fortunate enough to have a really nice audience in the Netherlands too, who can really go on the journey. But on average, I think in general, it's a little bit harder to get their attention.
Also erstaunlicherweise waren sich beide einig, dass das Publikum in Deutschland ein bisschen netter und höflicher ist, vor allem, weil sie sich konzentrieren auf die Songs und nicht immer so abgelenkt sind. Wobei natürlich, sie haben danach gesagt, die Holländer, da haben sie auch sehr nette Fans, aber so im Durchschnitt scheinen die Leute ein bisschen mehr zuzuhören, was ihren Songs, wo man zuhören muss, natürlich entgegenkommen. Außerdem gutes Essen und schnelle Autos, das sagen irgendwie viele über Deutschland. Gerd, 2013 was not a really good year for the Black Atlantic. All the other band members quit after almost 5 years. What happened there? Also es geht darum, dass nach 5 Jahren seine Band sich fast aufgelöst hat vergangenes Jahr.
Well, it was time for a lot of the guys in the band to move on. I had another singer-songwriter in the band, Kim Jonsson, who in the Black Atlantic acted as my guitar player. So he was, you know, contributing a little bit to the songwriting, but it was... Mostly he was, you know, just one of the members of the band playing the songs that I was mostly arranging. Although towards the end, by like the third or fourth year, we were writing together. But I was always kind of the captain on the ship. And he just wanted to focus on his solo stuff. And Simon, my drummer, had been with Kim for a long time and was also playing in his band. So he went with Kim because... he also wanted to try different things. So it was one of those things where, like, the beginning of 2013, everybody said, okay, we're going to finish up the shows that we have and the tours, and then we're gonna quit in September.
Okay, also er hat erzählt, das, was da passiert ist, dass die anderen Bandmitglieder ausgestiegen sind. Das war so ein typischer Fall von, man möchte mal sein eigenes Ding machen, und vor allem der Gitarrist, mit dem er dann auch am Ende Songs zusammengeschrieben hat, der wollte was anderes machen, der andere Bandkollege ist mitgegangen, jetzt hat er sich aufgelöst. So, Thijs, maybe the question for you. Could you imagine that I Am Oak and the Black Atlantic can, you know, unite at some point to one band in the future?
I don't know if that would work, but we could function as a Kurt's backup band.
Yeah, it could work. I think mainly what was so nice about the Black Oak collaboration is that there were no expectations. When Thijs writes songs for I Am Oak, he has a very specific idea of what it should sound like. Yeah. And when I write songs for the Black Atlantic, I have a very, very specific idea. But for the Black Oak thing, there was no rules. It just
went so
intuitively.
There was a lot of freedom, which made it happen well and quite quickly, because there weren't any sort of egos fighting over the possession of the songs or something. We just went into it with an open mind and just trying to make something. If it wouldn't work, it wouldn't work, and if it works, it works. So yeah,
and it worked. I mean, I think we spent a total it was so quick. The first song we wrote in an hour or an hour and a half, and the second one too, and then we just divided the task of the two collaborative songs. Thijs produced the song Thaw and like wrote most of the lyrics for it. And then we bounced the ideas for the lyrics and the vocals back and forth via email. And then Rove is a little bit more mine. And that worked out really well too, because it allowed both of us to kind of apply our styles to the songs, but still maintain a kind of like a collaborative identity.
Also Sie haben jetzt sehr ausführlich erzählt, wie nochmal die Zusammenarbeit war, denn Sie fanden sehr gut, dass es dort keine Erwartungshaltung gab, dass jeder sich eingebracht hat, dass, obwohl Sie beide sehr spezielle Vorstellungen von Musik haben, dass Sie da sehr gut miteinander harmoniert haben. Der Witz am Anfang von Thais war, dass er vielleicht als Backup-Band für The Black Atlantic fungieren könnte, das wohl aber eher als Gag, und ich glaube, die beiden werden eher unabhängig voneinander oder dann nur stückweise zusammen was machen. Jetzt wollen wir natürlich noch ein bisschen reinhören. We'll of course wanna hear another song. This time, Thais, you'll sing a song. Just as well, tell us a bit about the song you will know.
The song's called How Long, and it's also on the Black Oak EP. And it's about ups and downs and getting through them and knowing that if you're down, you're gonna get back up. And unfortunately, if you're back up, you know you're gonna get down sometime. So that's what it's about, basically.
Okay, also der Song, der heißt jetzt How Long und ja, handelt wie viele Lieder eigentlich von den Ups und Downs, also von den Höhen und Tiefen des Lebens und davon, dass wenn man unten ist, wieder hochkommt und dann schnell feststellen muss, dass es wieder weit nach unten geht. Und das hören wir jetzt, also Thais von I Am Oak mit How Long. Alias Thais war das mit How Long. Er ist hier mit seinem Kollegen Gerd von The Black Atlantic live bei Detector FM in der Session. Die beiden sind im Moment zusammen auf Tour. Heute spielen sie noch in Leipzig. Danach gibt es unter anderem noch Gigs in Hamburg, Düsseldorf und Wuppertal. Und alle Termine, die finden Sie natürlich auf unserer Webseite Detector FM. Da gibt es die ganze Session auch nochmal zum Nachhören und auch zum Angucken, denn wir haben mitgefilmt, während die Jungs gesungen haben. An dieser Stelle möchte ich mich natürlich nochmal bei meinen Gästen bedanken und verabschieden. So, Gerd und Thais, thanks for being here and good luck with you too.
Thank you very much.